So my name is Camille. I'm from Hooniverse. This is recording. So hey, Scott, my first question for you is, how did this come about? Did Gran Turismo come to you? Did you go to Gran Turismo? I know there's a lot of data that you have. I know Gran Turismo was always short on tire feel in their games. I've been playing this game for way too long. So how did it start? How did it all begin?
Really a mutual interest, I think. Okay. We are very excited about being a pioneer in the digital world. So much of what we do today in terms of tire development, simulation is done digitally, working with motorsports partners, working with car manufacturers. And, I think certainly the folks at Gran Turismo were seeking ways to make the game more realistic, to bring more strategy. So really it was a matter of, we've been talking and bumped into one another over time, and we thought it would be a really good fit between two companies that are really leaders and innovators in their respective fields, and really share a passion around not only racing but how to improve the driving experience. And we think that's what this partnership
is. Did you ever provide this data to companies other than video games, like a true simulator company?
We do our own. We have our own simulation capabilities, both tire and vehicle simulation. Okay. And quite honestly, race teams and car manufacturers rely on our simulation capabilities in many cases. Some of them have their own, but a lot of them more and more are relying on some of our simulation capabilities.
Were games other than Gran Turismo considered? iRacing is the big...
Gran Turismo is clearly the leader in this, and I think their interest in partnering from a technical standpoint was high, and that's where the fit came about.
Aside from brand recognition and a lot of younger people being exposed to Michelin and what you guys do, is there any other benefit to Michelin with this?
I think a couple things. First of all, the brand recognition thing, our brand is pretty well known, so yep. If this was just about brand recognition, we probably wouldn't be doing it. It's about what we're a company whose whole purpose is around really improving the mobility experience, whether you're talking about a race car, a street car, a truck, an airplane, that's who we are. And whether that's in the real world or the virtual world, we're very interested in doing that. And the fact that so much of our business and so much of our work today is becoming more and more digital, we found that this was a great way to leverage and exploit some of these unique capabilities we have and use it to not only improve the experience of the gamer, but also to introduce them and help them understand the critical role that Michelin tires could play in optimizing the performance of the vehicle. And so that's really why we're doing it.
Okay. Actually, this I had this question that was answered in your press release, so
okay.
I'm going to skip that one. Do you play the game yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do. You've been
through three sons. I grew up as a grew up around auto racing. I'm a fanatic, absolute fanatic.
Joined the club.
So years and years ago, honestly, I was just telling somebody years ago, I bought a. I can't remember the name of the company. It was a guy by the name of Bob Earl. He used to be a race car driver. He had built his own steering wheel pedal system. I built a huge wood stand to mount that on, so you felt like you were in a car. And so I've got hundreds of laps around the Nürburgring.
Okay. Nice.
Not saying I'm good, but I've done a lot.
Do you think this will carry over to future titles? Because Gran Turismo Sport's been out since, I think, October 2017.
Yeah,
so it's
kind of
aging now.
Right.
And I'm sure they have something else cooking. Do you know if this... It's a 3-year partnership from what I understand.
Right.
But does it include all the other titles?
I think right now what we want to do is begin to see how we share this information, how we leverage it, how quickly we can do that, how big the impact is, and kind of see where it goes from there. So I don't think, at this point, we're looking beyond what can we do to, as quickly as we can, begin to integrate some of this innovation into the game.
Okay. Final question, what's in your garage?
I've got an E46 M3 BMW and a 997 911 GT3 Porsche. So that shows you I'm a driver.
You don't have a lot of that.
No, I don't. Not yet. That's next on my list.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Cool.
I appreciate it.